Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Laura Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, Laura interviews fellow readers and authors and asks them for book recommendations of what we should read next. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. Before we get to today's book recommendations, I want to highlight one book that you should pick up, which is Tell Me Lies by Carolyn Lovering. This book is about a toxic relationship with a sociopath and a narcissist. This relationship lasted over 5 years, and you can see how it consumes the main character. This book is triggering if you've ever been in a toxic relationship, so I just want to let you know. Yet I found it by witnessing another person's journey as healing. I'm truly grateful that I'm no longer in a toxic relationship, and I've been able to heal my own path. So it was actually really helpful for me. If you like drama, then you should pick this book up. Now let's get to today's book recommendations with Kaylee Costa. Hi, Kaylee. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
So my name is Kaylee, and I am fairly new to the book blogging Instagram community. I started it in January of this year, so of 2018, almost a year. But I live in Virginia with my husband and our baby, and I am so excited to be part of this community.
I'm so excited. I love your book recommendation. So it was like a no-brainer to ask you to come on the show for me. I was like, oh my gosh, she has the best book recommendations.
Yeah, I was really excited to come on and, you know, talk more about books, because that's really why I started the blog. So
what inspired you to start the Instagram, the blog? What was the source of inspiration other than talking about books?
Well, there were other people on Instagram that I was following, like on my personal account, and I saw all the interactions there, and I would interact with them too. And I was like, you know, I could do this. Like, I've read this book, or I had similar thoughts. I read a lot. So I was like, you know, why not now? It was just sort of took a little leap, kind of went out of my comfort zone, but I was like, what's the worst that can happen? So, but so far so good.
That's awesome. What's the biggest takeaway from being in the bookstagram community?
I think just how like nice people are to each other, and how welcoming and open and friendly people are. Like, whether, you know, someone's account just got hacked, and like the whole weekend, everyone was like reposting for her and doing like rainbow stacks of books and like saying, hey, like follow her again. She had to reactivate her account, just kind of like banded together around her. So whether it's something like that, or just welcoming a new person, or, you know, for the most part, I've seen very, very positive interactions amongst, you know, people that are essentially strangers. So it sort of gives you hope for all the stuff that's going on right now. There's a little bit of kindness in the bookstagram world.
Yes, I find that it's a very kind, very generous community. It's very friendly, very open, you know, to different ideas and different ways of doing things and sharing the information. So it's more than just
definitely.
Which is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
What would you share with someone who's starting out, who's thinking about joining Bookstagram, or is a voyeur who's like looking at Bookstagram, but they're just kind of like shy about it? What would you recommend? What would you share to them?
I think if it's something that you want to do, you should definitely go for it. Whether it's, you know, where you definitely do have a theme and it's very consistent posting, or you are doing more what's striking you in that moment. I think as long as you're true to yourself, that's when it's not going to feel like something you really have to keep up with. It will be very natural to you. And I think read what you want. You know, there's a lot of people posting their advanced copies or, you know, the hot books. And sometimes I do that as well if it's something that I'm really interested in reading, but I try not to be influenced too much. I know that's the point of being on there, is to share your recommendations, but at the same time, you're not going to enjoy books that you're reading because you think it will get you more likes or more comments. Like, if it's something that you're going to be passionate about and you think you'll enjoy and you'll want to share, that will definitely come through in your post. And the only other thing I would say is don't let the numbers dictate your happiness. Like at the end of the day, it is an online app and it's okay to like put your phone down and go interact with, you know, your family or your friends or people. I don't want to say the real world, but people that are face to face with you. So sometimes I have to step back and be like, yes, I want to, you know, just scroll the feed all night, but you know, there's people here that need me too. So I'd say don't let the numbers sway you too much and, you know, don't live and die by the numbers and just have fun with it.
Yeah. I think for me, the numbers is like ego driven. I had to kind of like set aside for me. That's been a recent thing for the past year, for the past few months, I was like numbers, numbers, numbers. And then I was like, really, is that going to make an impact? The reality is that that's not what I'm going on Bookstagram for. I'm looking for book recommendations, but also making friends. And so for me, has shifted Instagram from being a place to just have 10,000 followers because I want to swipe up to being like a place where I can just get book recommendations and then I can find potential guests to come and talk to them on the show and get make new friends. And that's been the gift of, you know, being involved within the book community is like an opportunity to connect with new people who are like-minded, who have same interests as me, who can actually give me more insight of different things or give me recommendations or share books that they read and I read too and be like, I love this book or I hate this book or I have an unpopular opinion. That's what's exciting about the community.
Yeah, definitely. I think going along with that idea of interacting with people and being able to, you know, dedicate time to whether it's like commenting back to somebody and being like, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. Or just, you know, hey, if you like this one, definitely check out her other one or like this similar author. Mm-hmm. I think that's when it's sort of like quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah. I think the other thing I would say is don't let your TBR list get out of control. It can get really, like really dangerous really fast, especially like as you grow and if you get arcs from somebody or even just, again, you're like my library stack right now. I have like 7 books. I don't know if I'm going to get to any of them, but you know, and those are a lot of those are recommendations from like people in the Bookstagram community. So it can definitely get out of hand. So it's hard, you know, prioritize.
Yeah, we'll talk about your TBR later on, but yeah, it does for me. It's been crazy. I have quite a few arcs to read, but I've found Discover the Library too. So it's like, I have library books, I have arcs to read, I have ebooks, and just it's out of control. But I have to kind of like tone it down and just set realistic expectations that I'm not going to get to read a book a day. I used to read a book a day, but that's not the case anymore. And that's
I saw your when I was looking, that you had read like 300 books in the year or before. And I was like, that's amazing. Very impressive.
It is impressive, but it was like, it was a task. It was not, it was like pushing it, you know? And if I didn't meet the deadline, I was like, I felt bad about it. So it was just one of those things where I'm grateful that I did it and it was awesome. But the reality is that if I'm looking for quality now as opposed to quantity, and I was reading for last year, that was the main thing. I was like, I want to read a book a day, and I almost got it. I almost did it. There were days I read 3 books a day and it was crazy, but you know, now I'm like, okay, I'm actually savoring the books and I'm reading a more diverse area of genres than I was reading last year.
Right. And sometimes I'm like, I need a break from reading. I just want to go watch reruns of The Office.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, let me put the book down and be a little more social. So mm-hmm. It can definitely, I totally know how it can get away from you, but it's like 300. That's awesome.
Yeah. So talk to us about your book blog. What inspired you to get started?
So my book blog is pretty new still. It's probably only about 2 months old, and that's still a space where I am exploring a little bit, because before I was just posting all my reviews on Instagram and Goodreads, and I was like, well, let me start a blog and see how that takes off and see how that goes. You know, a lot of times publishers want to see that you also have an established blog, but I think just the way that social media is changing and the instant gratification and how everything is so accessible at our fingertips, I really do feel like Instagram, for me at least, is the main platform where I see more success.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to figure out how that will work. If it'll just still be reviews, but that's essentially what Goodreads, you know, which is also what I do there. So I'm not sure if it'll start to be more like a conversational blog or, you know, my top 10 favorite thrillers of this year or, you know, 5 arcs that I am really looking forward to in January, like something like that, where it is a little bit more interactive instead of just straight reviews.
Mm-hmm.
That's easier said than done in terms of a time standpoint. So that might be like a someday project, getting it a little bit more, getting it to have more of a variety of articles.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But the Instagram is like kind of my baby, like what started it all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where I think my time and energy goes into at the moment.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think book blogging is an own beast to itself. It's like, do I review? Do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do that? And so it takes some time to find your groove with it. So I would suggest just keep trying, doing posts and whatnot, and see what feels right. See what inspires you to write. And, you know, and if
definitely
you feel like the book blog is like not where you want to spend your time, then that's okay too. You have permission.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Awesome. So let's start with your reading vibe. When do you read?
It depends. Usually I'll read at night, like after the baby goes to bed. If we're just hanging out, sometimes, you know, my husband and I will watch like a movie or, like I said, a show or a rerun of The Office together. But I do try to read a lot at night and before bed. That usually relaxes me, unless it's something kind of like thriller, scary. Sometimes I can sneak in a little bit of reading like during nap time if like the cleaning and everything is done. So it just depends, but mostly at night.
That's awesome. Yeah. What do you love most about reading?
I think books have a way of making you feel things that like movies and TV, like that form of media, like just don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially my favorite books always tend to be the ones where I'm usually like crying because it's so emotional. Not always, but like those are the ones that I'll be like, you have to read this. Like those are the ones I buy because I can come back to that feeling like over and over, like when they're very just powerful in that sense. But I don't feel like I, or really as a society in general, like I don't feel like we sit there and talk about usually like movies and TV shows like that. I think once in a while, like a great movie or a great show will come along, but I don't think people have to respond to like TVs and movies like they do for books, or at least I don't. So I think, you know, books are an escape, but again, just like the writing and what you get from that and being able to like go to that place through a book is really what I enjoy.
Yeah. And so what would you like your reading life to be different if you have a wish list?
You know, I wish I could read more often.
So how do you choose your next read? Do you keep it TBR or are you a mood reader?
So I actually just switched over to doing something a little different because of like my ARC situation and even just my actual like list just getting out of hand, whether it's like books in the library or books people have sent me. I said, what was it today? So in September, I thought, let me try to make an actual list and see if I can stick to it because I needed to like knock some off my list. Usually I'm a mood reader and I hated sticking to a list. But it went pretty well for September and it's actually going well for October. It's keeping me to a more, I don't want to say a tight schedule, but instead of being like, what should I read next? And spending like 3 or 4 days trying to figure out what to read and like maybe starting a couple, but not picking them up after a couple chapters just because I wasn't in the mood. I'm able to really be like, okay, I just finished this one. Here's what's left on my list. Like these are your choices. It narrowed down a very, very, very big list for me. So I am not as indecisive.
I love it.
We'll see if it keeps up, but just with the track I'm on and again, like my goals and the reviews I need to leave, like especially on NetGalley, like where all those arcs, where I get a lot of my arcs, I just need to like knock a huge chunk out of these. So that's what the firm TBR holds me accountable to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to write reviews this week. I have like 10 of them, and I was like, I've been procrastinating. I was like, oh my gosh, but it shall get done. A lot of those are NetGalley arcs that I just need to review. So
yeah,
it's a fun time. It's the perils of being a reviewer.
It's like too easy to just be like, ooh, I'm like, oh, this sounds kind of good, and then you're like, request, and then you actually like get it, and you're like, okay, wait, now I have to like read it. And when yeah. You get like 5 back in one day, I'm like, oh man, I thought I was gonna get like 1 or 2, and like ding ding ding.
So. I know. I was like, oh my gosh, I get now like I'm not auto approved, but I get from certain publishers. I already get them like quite quick, frequently. So I know I'm like approved. I get them and I get approved. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and it's like too many of them. So
yeah, it's one of those things. It's like you read one and you review one, and then you get approved for like 3 more. So it just, you sort of keep digging the hole.
Yeah. So. And then you want to make sure you have 80% in your approval rate, in your feedback ratio. So it's like, you know, it's getting there. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not there, but all the people that are, I think, are amazing.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
I think I'm 80. I'm like just hit 80. I need to just submit a few reviews and I should be fine. But for some reason, I'm actually good about just submitting them. But I have like a ton. I have, and otherwise, I have more reviews to write.
Oh, yeah.
So it is what it is. So, so do you keep track of the books you read? And if so, how?
I do. And I do it through Goodreads. I just used to until probably like January of this year, because a girlfriend told me, she's like, do you use Goodreads? And I was like, oh, look, there's reviews on there sometimes, but I don't keep track. But now I'm like so happy that I do. And I'm like pretty organized and type A. And I'm like, why was I not doing this before? I just think it's like nice to have that collective list. You can write your thoughts. Even just like the star rating really helps me. Because especially, I'm sure, like when you read so many books, you're like, did I read that one? You know, and now you know if you did or not. So
yeah,
my forgetful memory.
Yeah, I keep track on Goodreads. That's when I star rate pretty much every book that I read. So it's the only way that I know what books I read. I'm always curious to hear other people's tracking system, but for me, Goodreads, it works. It connects to my Kindle, so I know where it is. So it's like it automatically does, and you know, I can add the arcs there too, which is good.
Right.
So now let's talk about your book life. So what is your favorite genre?
I think probably like thriller, suspense, and then I call them like rom-coms, like just the not like the heavy romance, but the ones that are like Big Tiff Quotient or Josh and Hazel's Guide to Not Dating.
Yep.
Those that are like a little bit lighter, like romance, I guess. New adult romance, maybe we'll call it.
Have you read R.S. Gray?
Oh, the author?
Yeah.
No, I've heard great things about her, though.
She's great for rom-coms. That's a lot of all her books are Kindle Unlimited, if you have that. If not, they're like $2.99. They're fairly cheap. And her books they're great for rom-coms. There are some really good ones there.
Okay, I'll need to add her to my list because I have heard good things about her stuff.
Yeah, I love her books. They're like autobiographies for me. Like I buy them and I read them like in a day, and I'm like, I want another one. Why you don't write so often? So
I'll definitely check those out. I'm like writing it down right now.
Awesome. Okay, so let's go to your list of book recommendations. So what's your top 3 favorite books of all time?
So this is a hard one. When I sort of had to think about this, I would say, like the nerd in me, my nostalgic childhood would say Harry Potter is just something that I'm trying to think how old I was when the first one came out. I was probably maybe in like middle school or like early elementary school, probably elementary school. So that like really shaped like my childhood, like middle school to like graduating college or however long that series lasted. I mean, quite a while. So I just remember like going to Barnes & Noble at midnight and they would like release the book and everyone was dressed up. Like it was such a such a thing. And I like loved reading. So that was, I think, a series that really got me excited about reading and just had just an impact. And it's like comfort food. Like Harry Potter is like eating comfort food. So, mm-hmm. And then the Nicholas Sparks book, A Walk to Remember, mm-hmm. we were talking about this the other day. That was like one of the first books, again, I was probably in maybe like high school or like late middle school. That was one of the first books that made me like cry, like really cry. Mm. And I remember going to my mom and I was like, but she's like, she died. And so, my mom was like, it's a book. I'm like, no, like you don't get it. Like you did not read this book. Like Nicholas Sparks. Like, so, I mean, I think that's just, but just from a like nostalgic standpoint of introducing me again into that genre and like all of his books, which I really like, I think anything now by Taylor Jenkins Reid, I'm obsessed mm-hmm. with her. My favorite one of hers might be One True Love. Just so good.
So good. That is so good. I don't know
if you, have you read that one?
Yes, I did. That was my first one.
It's so good. And then I think Colleen Hoover is another one of my absolute favorites. So I think It Ends With Us is my other favorite of hers.
That's actually my only favorite for Colleen Hoover. I don't like her writing, and I only like her that book. That's the only book that I like out of her.
I love It Ends With Us. So I think those, I think, are some of my, like, top. I love the thrillers, but I'm never going to go back and, like, personally, I'm never going to go back and, like, reread a thriller, mm-hmm. probably. Yeah. Like, it was great, kept me glued to my seat, but, like, I know it happens. I didn't necessarily, like, feel anything besides, like, ooh, like, excitement or, like, like, what's going to happen? But, like, these, I kind of have a genre of, like, the favorites just because it makes you, like, feel something. So, and then there's Harry Potter, just sort of, like, that outlier. But, you know, it's kind of a legacy, I think.
Yeah. So who are your go-to authors? You mentioned a couple, but do you have any other authors in your list?
I think obviously Taylor Jenkins Reid and Colleen Hoover, but then like Karen Slaughter, love her. Mm-hmm. Mary, I don't know if it's Mary Kubica. Yep. I don't know if I'm saying that right. She's great. Emily Giffen is always usually like very solid for me.
Yep.
And Christina Lauren, I just discovered them this year with Josh and Hazel, but I've read three of theirs now and I really love them.
Yeah, did you read the Half Nightstand?
I did. Did you read it yet?
I did. I read all her books. I read all of their books, actually. So, yeah.
What'd you think?
It wasn't her strongest one. It was good, but it wasn't, like, my favorite, like, in her, her whole list. That was my take on it. Yeah. What about you?
It was good. Josh and Hazel was my first one by them, and I really liked it. And I read Dating You, Hating You, which was really cute.
That's cute.
I like my favorite Half Night Stand more than that. Millie kind of like annoyed me. I was like, okay, like you're an adult. At some point, we need to like put on our big girl pants and like deal with this. So like mm-hmm. she was a little annoying, but I was like, everybody has flaws. It's okay. And again, like with some of those rom coms, you're like, some of this has to happen for everything to work out in the end. So it was cute.
It was cute. Yeah. I just read Love in Other Words, which is their women's fiction book. And it was really good. That one I found it really good to read.
I read that one too. I did read that. That one was very cute. I love a good like childhood friends into lovers, like the trope of that. I'm a sucker for those.
Yeah, that was good. And if you want to read some, get involved in a series, then the Beautiful Bastard series is actually really good. There's like 10 books of those. So that was one of those.
Oh, gosh. Okay, that's a commitment.
Yeah, that's a commitment. But they are fun. They're kind of like fun couples. They all meet each other and they show up in different books. So it's kind of like cute. You get invested in the whole series. So that's a fun series to read. That's their first series that they came out with.
Should I read Roomies?
I like Roomies. It was cute. If you like Josh and Hazel, I would say Roomies will be good.
Okay. I was like, the whole green card thing, like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not an issue, the whole green card thing. It's kind of like, it's a trope, but it's not, you know, I think the relationship.
Like not super forced?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Just adding to my list here.
That's awesome. Favorite books that you read in 2018 so far?
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yes, that's so good.
So good. Rust and Stardust.
Okay, what is that book about?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's basically like spun off Lolita.
Mm.
And it is the point of view. So it's Sally Horner. So basically it's her point of view of like getting abducted and spending the 3 years with this man, this Frank LaSalle.
Mm.
So it's T. Greenwood. I don't want to lie and say it was her debut. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure, but it was amazing. Okay. It like breaks your heart. And I was like very nervous to basically, she says, I mean, he abducts her. So you can imagine what he does with her for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pedophile out of prison and he like tricks her into coming with him. And mm-hmm. I was very apprehensive because everyone had been giving it glowing reviews. And I was like, this makes me like almost sick to my stomach. Like, I don't know if I can read about her like being in like captivity like this, but it was very tastefully done, if that makes sense. And nothing is like super graphic. You just sort of like, you know what's happening, but it's not like rubbed in your face. But it was just, I mean, she's one of those characters, you know, that will like stick with you for such a long time and really gets you right in the feels. So it was, I mean, it was phenomenal.
That's really good to hear. Any other books?
I really loved, I was thinking about like thrillers, and there's some that have been, I think, talked about and given a lot of, I guess, screen time or Insta screen time, but I really loved Caged by Alison Cooper. It was just like freaky, and I didn't hear too many people talking about it. Like, I thought a little bit, that was really good. The Unsub series,
mm-hmm.
The second one by Meg Gardner came out. It's going to be a trilogy, I believe. So the third one comes out early 2019. So that was awesome. And then just the rom-com genre, like Josh and Hazel was great. The Kiss Quotient, I really loved. So that was sort of hitting a little bit of everything. There were so many. I was looking back at my list and I was like, so many good ones. I usually don't finish a book if I think I'm going to just give it like 2 stars. Mm. My Goodreads rating like average is pretty high because I've gotten better at like do not finishing or did not finish. I'm like, you know what? I have so many to read. I don't have time for this. If I'm not feeling it, I'm like, no love lost. I got to move on. I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, I do not finish, I would say, about 2 books a month. So, and I read about 15 to 20 books. So, you know, they're like, they may not fill the need or stuff like that. I may finish a book. I think the last book that I hated was Incendiaries. And the only reason why I finished was because it was 200 pages. And I was like, it's a book that I can finish. And I completely hated it. So it was one of those things where I was like, it should have been, do not finish. But I just finished because it was a shorter book.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's one of those things. So what's your most anticipated new release for 2018 or 2019?
So for 2019, I've read both of them already, but I want to get them on everybody's radar. I absolutely loved Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes.
My girl, Taylor Jenkins Reid. Did you read it?
I did. It was so good.
I already pre-ordered it. I can't wait to see what Reese Witherspoon does with like the adaption. It's going to be insane. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great. And then I really, really loved The Night Olivia Fell.
What's that book about?
By Christina McDonald. It is about, so it's told like the mother's point of view. Her daughter, she gets a call in the night. Her daughter was in an accident and is brain dead. And she's pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And the mother has no idea like what happened. Or she has no idea that she had no clue that she was pregnant. This is her teenage daughter. And basically the mother's like going back to kind of put all the pieces of the puzzle together. So it's like part thriller, then also like very emotional, this like mother-daughter kind of saga, I guess. So it was phenomenal. I already pre-ordered that too.
That's awesome. I may look for that art. So
yeah, so. You need to. It was, I like hunted them down. I like kept going to like from person to person. I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, I really need to, like, I need to read this book. So
that's awesome. So what's one book that, what's one book that everyone loves so you cannot stand?
I guess most recently, I will say I don't. Most recently, I think A Spark of Light by Jodi Picoult, I really didn't love.
Okay.
And she's usually somebody that I enjoy, and she has like diehard fans, and I just thought it felt like the whole timeline, I was very, I must be right, I was like very confused with the jumping back and forth, and then I just felt, it just seemed like there was an agenda being pushed from the beginning. And I, people, you know, and I don't know if it just like went over my head, and I sort of missed the whole like beauty of it and the point. And, but I was just like, this feels very political, and maybe I just wasn't in the mood for it, but it was one, I like kind of skimmed to the end to see like what happened. So I was like, well, I'm sort of far enough in that. I mean, we were like 30 or 40%, but I was just like, I can't. I mean, I skimmed to the end, but it was just not, you know, that one wasn't for me.
Yeah, I have it in my queue for the library, but I'm not like, it wasn't like anything that makes me like even ask for an art for it. I was like, not that interested. It's just one of those things where it's hyped up. She has her hard fans, and I think that's why it's hyped up. But for me, it hasn't sparked me to say, I need to pick this book up and I need to read it right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't know if, like, the active shooter thing, I was like, I feel like we see so much of this in, like, the real world, and it's so horrifying. Like, I don't really want to read about it. So maybe that was my fault for picking it up in the first place. But, you know, she's sort of one that, like, I'll usually, like, not auto-buy, but, like, I definitely auto-read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good to know. So. Thank you. So what's your favorite book to film adaptation on theater or TV, or what book do you wish to be adapted?
So obviously I have to go with Harry Potter, because it will never live up to the books, but it was still good. And then you know what else? I don't, this is cheating because I saw the movies first, but like the Alex Cross movies with Morgan Freeman, Along Came a Spider, and The Girls, like so good. I think I saw those when I was probably like 10 with my grandma. I don't know if it was super appropriate for her to like show us these movies, but we would have like movie nights with her. And I just remember, like, I think that's where I really got into like the thrillers, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, who did it? Like, who took the girl? And I just remember like being so into it. And I mean, I didn't read the whole Alex Cross series, but I thought they were great movies.
I love it. I may check those out, actually. That's a really good recommendation. What's your go-to book recommendation?
I think it depends on somebody's genre. Like, I don't have, I think I read pretty specific genres, like thriller, suspense, or kind of like the romantic comedy, where I obviously wouldn't recommend like those to like my father-in-law necessarily. Mm-hmm. So usually I try to say like, well, what have you read recently? Like, what did you usually like? And then I try to tailor it from there. I don't really have one specific one that I dole out to everybody.
Okay. So what if I asked you for a thriller? That's actually, I'm interested to hear. Like, you mentioned Mary Kubica, Karen Slaughter, any other thrillers, any of the ones that I should pick up? They're like someone who's starting out in the genre, so looking to
get into it. Yeah, I love Jar of Hearts by Jennifer Hilliard. That was really good. Didn't get like too much buzz from what I could see. I mean, people really liked it, but it wasn't something like a Karen Slaughter or like J.T. Elson or Mary Kubica, which is like a big name. So I thought Jar of Hearts was so good. And then I loved Believe Me by J.P. Delaney. That one started like a little slow for me, and I was sort of like, where is this going? And then it went like in a totally different direction that I did not see coming. And I thought, like, I ended it and I was just sitting there like stunned. So I love that. And then I don't know if you read, J.C. Ellison is great. Her new one, Tear Me Apart.
I think I just read another J.T. Ellison. I don't remember. I have to look through my Goodreads. But what? Tell me about Tear Me Apart. What is it about?
It was good because, again, it's thriller, but there's like more of an emotional component. So it has both those, I think, facets that I like. Basically, it's this junior skier. She's like 17. She's on set or on track to go to the Olympics, and she's in an accident, and they find out randomly through some tests that she has cancer. She has leukemia, and they go to do a bone marrow transplant, and they're running the test, and her parents are not a biological match. So it comes out that she's adopted, and she didn't know it. So then you're sort of like, something's not quite adding up. And then it all unravels from there. It was really good.
That sounds interesting, actually. That looks like a fun thriller to read.
It was good. And there's like also like an emotional component, which always just, it makes it more memorable and like takes it up a notch.
I love it. Random question. What are you currently reading now?
I just started The Great Alone by Kristen Hannah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have you read that?
No, it's actually on my list. I think I want to read it next month. So.
Yes, I'm trying to branch out a little bit. I did not read The Nightingale, but everyone has been raving about this one. And I posted about it today, and the response has been like basically unanimous that this is one of the best books of the year that people read. So I was excited about that. And then I'm finishing up. It's called You Were Always Mine by Nicole Bark.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I don't know if you're familiar, but it's like an adoptive mother's story, but there's something fishy going on. The husband died and her adoptive son, like he was up to something, and I'm pretty far into it and I can't like quite figure out what was going on. So I'm not sure how I'm feeling about this one yet, but it was looked so good. I heard great things. So
that sounds interesting.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good so far. I do really like it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I read The Nightingale. I loved it. It was hard. It was tough to read because you felt like you were in the war for like all 6 years of it. So it was a tough read. It was a tearjerker. So if you're looking for that, that's a book to read.
That's what I hear. Okay. All right. I need to move it on my list then.
Yeah, it's a really good book. I read it over Labor Day weekend. I had it on my Kindle for like 3 years. And I was like, I think I'm going to read it. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. And, you know, it was really tough. Like, you felt like you're in the war.
Oh gosh. Yeah, everyone says it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. So I'm looking forward to reading The Great Alone next. That's for sure. So tell us where we can find you online.
So my Instagram is KMC_reads, and then my blog is kmcreads.wordpress.com. So hopefully I will see y'all there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you, Kaylee, for great book recommendations. For a detailed list of books mentioned in this podcast, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/70. If you want to connect with fellow readers, then you should join the What You Read Next podcast Facebook group. For the month of November, we are reading The Great Alone by Kristen Hannah. To join, visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/Facebook. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help this podcast get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope we'll see you soon.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.